show, bring up anything as we launch here in hour number two of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Yeah, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us as we go right to your phone calls. Bill is on the line in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Mark. How are you guys this evening?
What's on your mind, Bill?
Well, I'm confused, and maybe you, both of you can help confuse me. And it has to do with the concept of what is considered fair use in media.
Okay.
Perfect example of this is that I'm referring to, of course, is YouTube. And there was a young lady that innocently recorded her child dancing to a Prince song.
Sure.
And she thought it was would be a funny gesture to share it amongst her friends. And
yeah, it's a cute kid thing, right?
Right. Yeah. Cute kid thing. Now we throw DMCA into this fiasco, and Universal, who happens to own Prince's music, files an injunction to have the video tore down.
Wow, that is amazing to me. Was it because it just got too many views that brought it across their attention? I mean, because there's so many clips on YouTube.
Here's where I was kind of thinking on this. To kind of bring people up to speed, Universal barks at YouTube. YouTube takes it down. She turns around, this mother turns around and says, wait a minute, no, that's my video. I'm not violating any so-called copyrights because it's my video. Put the video back up.
And she certainly wasn't making money off of it. It's not
right.
Like she was selling it.
Well, we're going to get into this in just a second, and
okay.
I'm going to raise an interesting point. They go back and put the video back up. Universal takes it back down, and now she is suing Universal because she feels that she's being unfairly targeted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the line of thought process that I'm trying to incorporate here is Universal has no issue with her sharing this video,
okay.
per se. I'm thinking their main concern is that Google is unfairly profiting from this video, which they are.
That has been what Viacom was suggesting with their lawsuit, is that Google is getting all these views on these videos that are so-called illegal. And
is there advertisement on YouTube? I don't remember any of it.
They are toying with a new technology now. In the Flash player, they're able to put up relative ads corresponding to whatever the subject of the video happens to be. And they've been doing this for quite some time. And, well, before that, they were doing Google AdSense, the banner ads. They were toying with that. So the question is, are we unfairly making the 200-pound gorilla unfair scapegoats on this fair use claim? Because if you were to take the same video and she puts this thing on her privately funded, private hosted site, no banner ads, no advertisements whatsoever, this same video would be considered fair use.
Would it? I don't know. I don't know much about the copyright laws. I don't claim to know anything.
I'm assuming that it would. I'm just speculating. I'm not an attorney either. I'm just speculating that she would have a better case for a fair use argument versus posting it on a major corporation site.
Right. Well, that is the point that really fair use is an argument. It's not a something that's clear to anyone exactly what fair use is. It's what you can what you can get away with and what somebody will come after you for it.
So basically, fair use is basically an ideology somebody came up with just out of the thin blue sky.
It's my understanding you can use
Very specific specifications.
It's my understanding you can use a certain amount of seconds per song or something like that, and beyond that I couldn't tell you, but to some extent, it's an argument, and it's how much money your lawyers have.
Yeah, I don't know. I just find this whole thing absolutely absurd. I mean, this poor lady, she videotaped her kid dancing to a song.
Right.
It's just amazing to me that Universal is suing over this.
They're not suing her. She's suing Universal because...
But they pulled down, I'm sorry, they threatened suit in order to get the video pulled down from YouTube.
Right. All they did was within their rights under the DMCA, if they feel that their copyrights are being infringed upon, they can request anybody to take down the video, which they petitioned, they petitioned YouTube for that. She had nothing to do with that. And I think a lot of it is perception. She's perceiving that this entity is attacking her. When in fact, she's not even part of the problem, or they're not even concerned with her. They're concerned with Google. That's their main argument.
Mm-hmm.
So the question now this sends out a mixed signal. First, you're suing your customers. Now you're not even going after your customers who are posting the videos. Now you're just posting. You're just going after the people that are hosting it.
Well, it makes sense because Google's got the deep pockets. I mean, they know they can't get money out of these little people that are just using their product. But Google, on the other hand, I mean, they paid $1 billion or something for YouTube, so they know they could certainly extract some cash from them if they win. And, of course, as you say, they aren't actually suing. It's the woman that's suing Universal. And, I wish her the best of luck. That's got to be a real tough fight.
I was kind of confused myself because, I'm all for, reform in the copyright laws because we all know it is a flawed system. No one's even going to argue that point. It's just that I find it kind of odd that people are not fully understanding what's behind copyright. And I guess... This all goes back
Who
to
could fully understand it? I mean, it's a lawyer thing.
Yeah, and
no, I'm just saying, my argument being is that, this dates back to Napster. People think that, they have this, free, if it's on the internet, and it's not just music and it's not just video, it's everything. I mean, they think that everything out there should be free. It's free knowledge, it's free this, it's free that, and they just consume it and not realize that, that they're unwillingly putting themselves at risk for, lawsuits.
Well, I guess most people don't care. I mean, and I don't blame them. I mean, why should they care? For the most part, the legal situation doesn't affect them. They manage to download these movies and music relatively anonymously, and, there's millions of people out there doing it. Safety in numbers, I'm sure they believe that odds are good they won't be targeted, though certainly they're trying to target as many people as they can, it seems. But that's all that said. I mean, despite the people they've gone after, there's still a few million people right now downloading pirated movies and music. So
right, it's not going to stop. I'm not switching sides. I'm all for sharing file sharing myself. It's just I'm kind of confused as to who's actually the enemy here. Is it? I mean, should the individuals be concerned, or should we just look at this? This case is being precedent that we should just not share our videos, our own creations on these massive platforms. That's where I'm confused.
I guess I don't know. I don't think I have a real good answer for you here. I mean, some people who are really concerned with the law, they pay attention to these sorts of things, and they probably won't engage in such behavior. And the rest of us who don't give a flip, we'll just keep doing what we're doing.
Okay, that sounds like a simple answer to me.
I mean, that's how it is, right? That's the way the world is. There are a lot of people out there that, they use drugs and they know it's illegal, but they don't really care. A lot of people download these things and they know it's illegal, but who cares? No big deal. Millions of people are doing it. Are they going to put them all in jail? It's not possible. I thank you for your call tonight. I don't know where else to go with that. I mean, what do you want to do? If you want to educate people about copyright, they still won't care about it.
It's a mess. Copyright's a mess.
1-800-259-9231. I don't know anything about copyright, and I don't want to know anything about copyright. I don't care.
I know a little bit about it.
It's the law. I don't care what it says. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
So, Brad, you've ended up with a publishing company. Paul, you've got a best-selling book. What were you guys doing a year ago?
Working a lot. I was working three jobs and very moderate, minimal labor kinds of things. And I know Brad was doing some of the same things.
I was digging ditches, putting in irrigation pipes.
Woo! And you guys were receiving some interesting phone calls from people that didn't have a clue what you were doing.
No, in fact, one time I know Brad was talking to a very influential guy with his up to his armpits in mud.
I think if he had any idea where I was when I took that phone call, I think he would have laughed.
And here's the beauty of what is happening inside the ordinariness of our lives. That something that we don't even have any idea about is transpiring, and look at what is going to happen here in the middle of just ordinary guys.
I get thrilled when God breathes on just little ordinary steps of obedience and makes something so much more out of it.
For more information on the New York Times best-selling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
Whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, you find those are free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their website. Enjoy live streams, including broadband and dial-up versions, both totally free at freetalklive.com.
In Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, sexbots, killbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com.
800-259-9231 to your phone calls. Michael in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Michael.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, good evening, sir. How was the rest of the hacker conference this weekend?
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. I learned all kinds of different things, and one of them I want to share with you tonight.
Okay.
If Dan will close this door so I don't get all this noise in here, is the talk that was actually Friday morning, but I didn't get a chance to call you before. I attended a talk by Robert Steele, who is a former CIA spook turned good guy, who comes to these conferences every year that they're held, and he basically tells all he knows about the intelligence community, how it works, why it's dysfunctional, why they can't get good at intelligence, even though he's basically told them how. They still won't do it or can't.
Well, it's the government, you know. They fail at everything.
He was one of the pioneers behind the idea of open source intelligence, which is the simple idea of just gathering information from newspapers, public libraries, websites, that sort of thing. And it took them forever to even start on this, and they still haven't gotten it right. But what he said at this conference was that he was never going to realize his goal, and I'll get to that in a second, until he just gave up on government entirely, and that's what he's done. And he is setting up something called the Earth Intelligence Network, which I'll try to summarize this. It's kind of a very all-encompassing concept of citizen intelligence, where ordinary people collect intelligence, whatever it is, whatever is going on, wherever it's going on, and contribute it to an open system where anybody can access that intelligence.
Kind of like we've come across some websites like whosarat.com where you can this community of anybody from anywhere can comment on, you know, who's a snitch and who's an undercover cop and things like that. But you're talking about something on a much wider basis.
Yeah, think of crossing whosarat.com with Wikipedia and expanding it by about 100 times, and you'll get the idea.
Interesting. And everybody would have intelligence, and I can see that as a net gain for intelligence communities. However, I can see, you know, they sort of rely on secrecy and sort of being the exclusivity in their intelligence. So I can also see why they wouldn't want to do that.
Well, here's the thing, and he was at pains to point this out. The whole point of gathering intelligence is to make better decisions, and if any ordinary citizen can not only collect intelligence but access it, they can make better decisions about their own lives, about politics, about whatever. And ultimately, his vision is that this network, if it takes off and succeeds, would make government pretty much irrelevant because people would not need government anymore to make decisions for them.
It's an interesting idea. I mean, kind of maybe combining in the ideas of kind of a reputation rating system, perhaps, as well, where you are looking for information on a particular individual, and you can find out things about that individual, and you can find out things about organizations. And really, it sounds like he's bringing together a lot of existing ideas all into rolling them all into one.
Yeah, it's an ambitious project, and it's a long-term project, but it's one that I'm going to be studying a lot, and I may actually help to implement parts of it. So to see how it goes here in New Hampshire, because this sort of thing could be very useful for us in the freedom movement, who are explicitly working on more freedom rather than having it come about as a side effect.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Very cool. Is there a website at this point, or is it just an idea?
It's earth-intelligence.org or .net. I can't remember which.
Okay, very good. Anything else to share tonight?
Not tonight, but
thanks,
I'll share
Michael.
More later.
Neat idea, and I think that's what we're seeing. And thank you for the call. I think we're seeing, you know, the beginnings of a transition, that transition that we've all been kind of looking for. I mean, maybe we're in the very initial stages of it at this point, of transitioning from this coercive society that we inhabit today to a voluntary society, a society of totally voluntary interactions based on mutual consent of the parties interacting. And to give you a little bit more evidence of that idea and the fact that it's not just us here in New Hampshire that are going in that direction, it's not just those who've been, you know, plugged into the liberty movement for the longest time. Other organizations that you wouldn't necessarily think would want to have a more pro-liberty individualist bent are going in that direction. Fully Informed Jury Association. I read from their newsletter. I bought something from their website recently, so I guess I got a year-long subscription to their newsletter. I bought a Ron Paul Fully Informed Jury Association DVD where he talks about being informed on a jury, and I want to put it on the local cable access channel here, so that was the reason I got that.
Good idea.
Anyway, here's the letter, and I thought it was really so great that I had to read it on the air. It's from the executive director of the Fully Informed Jury Association. He or she writes, we'll figure out who in a bit here. They write, "You might be aware of the evolution of FIJA from an organization relying strongly on Supreme Court decisions and founders' quotes toward an organization which places much more emphasis on individual initiative, conscience, and individual common sense. Not to negate the prior, but to affirm the latter, we must come to rely less and less on the role of government in rendering justice and more on the individual." Now, the individual says a few more things that are worth talking about, but I just want to stop there and introduce people to FIJA. The Fully Informed Jury Association is a great organization. We've always been fans of on this program that is, you know, it helps bring people to a message that's pretty much unheard of in the court system today, and that is that as a juror, you have the ability to judge the law itself, not just the facts of the case and how they apply, but the law itself. So, in theory, if you were on a jury, and you were on a jury of somebody who was accused of a drug crime, let's say smoking marijuana, if you, like me, believe that the marijuana laws are absurd or the drug laws are absolutely outrageously bad, then you could just simply say not guilty, even though, you know, they caught him red-handed, smoking a joint, walking down the street. There's no doubt 50 witnesses saw him do it. You know, the facts in the case show clearly that this guy was smoking marijuana and the law says that's illegal. So therefore, the judge would tell you that you have to judge, you know, based on the facts of the case. What the judge won't tell you is that you can judge the law and say not guilty. Guilty because you disagree with the law, because you believe it to be bad.
It makes sense to me, and it was largely used during, as I understand it, during the prohibition period, and to some extent
slavery as well.
Yeah, to some extent with slavery. The problem with slavery is it can be used in the opposite direction too.
Well, anyway, people don't know about it, and the Fully Informed Jury Association exists to bring that knowledge to potential jurors. And so it's really interesting to see an organization like FIJA, an organization that for years has been steeped in the ideas of the state and, as they say, use the Constitution to back themselves up. They're now getting away from that. And they're saying, well, we're not so sure about using the Constitution as a crutch anymore. And we'll continue their letter here in a moment. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Narnex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Narnex Man, and your toenails need Narnex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Narnex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Narnex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Narnex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Narnex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include, by the way, the updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop when there's something fresh that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on that list for free. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or an old set of drawers? Well, InnerKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. You can save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, InterKnobs.com, and see their banner at freetalklive.com.
It is so wonderful to see that there are other people and people and organizations in the liberty movement at large that are coming to the same conclusion that I have and many of the people that I know have. People that have been involved for so many years in politics, for instance, the Libertarian Party, trying to wrest control away of the political system from the two major parties that are already in power. Or now what we're seeing happen with the Libertarian Party is people within the party have been fighting for years over the control of the party itself and the agenda and
the valuable Libertarian Party, right. the awfully influential Libertarian Party.
The viewpoint of the Libertarian Party. So what we see, we've seen happening is that there's so many different levels of political fighting, it's just a big waste of time. First, you have to fight to get control of the party so it can have the correct message that you want it to have, a true principled pro-liberty message. Then, if you've successfully managed to do that, which they failed at because now it's been taken over by people that have, again, just infiltrated it from the inside and poisoned its message. But even if you manage to succeed to retake it back, then you still have to go and fight the political fight against the other parties, which is a deck that is completely stacked against you.
Right.
So to say that...
And don't forget living long enough to see the end of it.
Yeah, so to say that... Exactly. So to say that, you know, this political process is somehow worthwhile, the evidence is all against that. And to back yourself up in a conversation by using the Constitution or court decisions, you're standing on real fragile ground, because if you use the system to back up your pro-liberty viewpoint, and I know the Constitution, real good document and everything, some good ideas in there, no doubt about that, but if you use that to stand on, somebody else can just say, well, the Supreme Court has interpreted it this way, and they've interpreted it differently than you have, and
right.
you're
an idiot.
Right, your interpretation doesn't matter. The only interpretation that matters is those men and women in robes calling themselves the Supreme Court. So, you know, you just can't stand on the Constitution if you want a real solid foundation for your viewpoint. And it's great to see other organizations who are an inherently kind of in-the-system organization. FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association, they're all about informing jurors of their rights. But it's great to see FIJA coming around to this same conclusion that we can't use the Constitution as our ground to stand on for the points that we're going to make. Let me continue the letter from the executive director that I have here from their newsletter. He says, so FIJA has been evolving, uses the term evolution, which we've been talking about on Free Talk Live. Instead of revolution, we're evolving. Instead of going back to the beginning, yeah, we're moving ahead and advancing to voluntary.
If he's going to use our ideas, he shouldn't be so blatant and obvious about it.
I love it. Please steal the ideas. I don't even know if it was my idea. I think I got it from somebody else. Anyway, as I'm sure you can see around you every day, the legitimacy of every branch of the government diminishes daily right before our eyes. Bureaucrats, politicians, and their sycophants have become a society of scofflaws with respect to the intent, the words, the laws, and the covenant that was so very cautiously, considerately, and conscientiously set forth in our Constitution so that this day would never arrive. But it has arrived. We see decreasing legitimacy in our courts. Jurors, those proper masters of the government, including the corrupt court officials, are treated with disrespect, lied to, threatened, and sometimes even jailed or prosecuted for exercising their conscience. Judges routinely lie to jurors about the legitimate authority of the juror. They no longer tell jurors that each individual human, while serving on a jury, has the absolute authority to determine the correctness of any law, as well as the guilt or innocence of the defendant. Therefore, we can no longer expect any reliance by the courts on those laws which were earlier enforced in this nation. We can no longer expect that those who stand before us as authorities on the law have even the least understanding of the law. How much less can we count on them for a sense of justice, fairness, equity, or protection? Anyway, as we watch the decline of government, let us remember that we, the people, are not the government any longer. The government is no longer a representative.
I don't believe that we, the people, have been the government for very long. It just, you know.
Well, they're acting like they just came to this conclusion.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's fine. Everybody comes here at some point. Anyway, the government's no longer a representative, nor yet a protector of the people who formed it. It is debased and depraved. Yet for as long as these courts continue to exist and pretend at justice, some juries will still be formed. So we must educate these jurors. We must inform all these jurors, and potentially, that is, most of us, of our individual authority, rights, and opportunity when serving as a juror. When the jurors know their power and their individual human rights, then all the laws, previous court decisions, and even virtually all the words taught or preached to those jurors will be a weak echo compared to the songs of reasoning, logic, common sense, compassion, and ethical consideration, which we call thinking. Informed jurors can consult their own minds, think about all the facts of the case, such as whether or not the person on trial has harmed any actual other human being. They can think about whether or not this law breaks a law of the common law, or the natural law, or their personal set of ethics, or the Constitution. They can forget all the recent statutes, many of those laws being simply signs of the increasing frenzy of a government which is quickly losing all control. Because people are beginning to think. And when they think, they realize that there's no reason to punish or lock up anyone who has only ticked off some government fee collector or slaver. But I repeat myself. Thus informed, the verdicts of these informed jurors throughout our country's story, both in the past and as shall continue today, and forward for as long as there are juries, one juror being enough to hand a jury. There's a significant shift from...
Hang a jury?
Yeah. I guess they said hand. I thought it was hang, but anyway, maybe it wasn't edited too well. This is a significant shift for FIJA in its message. that we now work harder to inspire, challenge, and motivate individuals who are serving as jurors to do more independent thinking and reasoning, to have more courage, to quietly follow their own sense of justice, and to rely less and less on anything any government representative may tell them. While FIJA has long stood with the concept of individual human initiative as well as with civil disobedience of a peaceful nature, these last few years have convinced me, again, the executive director, that we must do more to ignore the pretended authority that government officials think they have over our lives, our bodies, our minds, and our creativity. Let me read, that's a great line. We must do more to ignore the pretended authority that government officials think they have over our lives, our bodies, our minds, and our creativity. It's such a powerful thought.
It is,
because
really.
If more people did just that, and that is ignore the state and non-cooperate, it would all come crumbling down.
Well, they're hard to ignore, but I mean, I suppose one can make an effort to go in that direction.
It all depends, all of it, the government structure, depends on their perception of legitimacy. And if more and more people start to feel the way that we do, that it's totally illegitimate and nothing more than a gang of thugs, then things are really going
to
shift.
Well, you know, I don't know if I'm ready to ignore the, you know, their legitimacy. I would be willing to use their system against. I'll take anything I can to get more liberty.
It's a great point. I'm not saying that you should necessarily ignore them, because what we found is pretty interesting is when they contact you to contact them back and ask a bunch of questions, they don't like that very much.
And I bet
they
don't.
It actually publishing their non-response or how it is that they respond to those questions and that attention just brings more people to the understanding that they don't have legitimacy. And the whole thing, the whole government court system is really just a sham. Anyways, he says, as we approach Jury Rights Day, I hope each of you reading this has planned, at the very least, to share literature at a nearby court location, and if possible, that you're writing letters to your local or national newspapers, being interviewed or arranging for interviews, putting up a few posters at local coffee shops or restaurants, with permission, of course, and generally spreading the word far and wide. And you can go to FIJA.org, F-I-J-A, the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org, to get some of those flyers and to get some of that information and get info for yourself on what this is all about. Get out there and share it with people. I know that that's going to be starting up here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire pretty soon, some FIJA outreach. And more
good stuff.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the variety of different ways that we have, all of them pretty simple, and most all of them are totally free, to help promote Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and learn all about that. And you'll also learn about voting. You need to vote for the show. If you haven't done it yet this month, it makes a big difference for us if you do. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote. It'll only take you a few moments, maybe less than a minute. You just need an email address, and it's an only once a month thing. So if you haven't done it yet in the month of July, go to vote.freetalklive.com. Your votes help propel us up the charts at PodcastAlley.com. I believe we're still the number one show at Podcast Alley, but we need to continue to solidify our lead, so we still need your votes all the way through the end of the month. So if you're in front of a computer now or will be later, vote.freetalklive.com. All right, 800-259-9231. Told you we'd give you an update on an old, old story. The FCC. Remember when there was the nipple slip, the Janet Jackson nipple slip?
Yeah. Just it was a slip. You know, her little pierced nipple showing up as who was it that ripped it off?
Justin Timberlake,
the guy who did the ESPYs last night.
The what?
The ESPN Awards. I imagine you have no idea.
Yeah. Sports.
Yeah, sports.
Gotcha. Anyway, the Associated Press reports that a federal appeals court on Monday threw out a $550,000 indecency fine against CBS Corporation for the 2004 Super Bowl halftime show that ended with Janet Jackson's breast-bearing wardrobe malfunction. So the three-judge panel of the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Federal Communications Commission acted arbitrarily and capriciously in issuing the fine for the fleeting image of nudity. So, from time to time, these government courts will make a correct decision, but it's
likely not over. I mean, you know, they could appeal it to the Supreme Court. It's the Circuit Court, right?
It's true. Yeah. Third Circuit Court of Appeals. The 90 million people.
Hard to say what'll happen.
Watching.
I know what Scalia will vote on, though.
The 90 million people watching the Super Bowl, many of them children, heard Justin Timberlake sing "Gonna Have You Naked" by the end of this song as he reached for Jackson's bustier. The court found that the FCC deviated from its nearly 30-year practice of finding indecent broadcast programming only when it was, quote, so pervasive as to amount to shock treatment for the audience, unquote. Like any agency, the FCC may change its policies without judicial second-guessing, said the court, but it cannot change a well-established course of action without supplying notice of and a reasoned explanation for its policy departure. So basically they're saying that, well, the FCC has been doing a certain thing for 30 years, and then all of a sudden they completely changed up what they were
doing.
But
how did they really change? I mean, you know, they gave fines for what they considered indecency up to that point, didn't they? I don't know anything about Janet Jackson. I guess, you know, when you think about it, prior to Janet Jackson, Howard Stern was on the air, and, you know, things were getting progressively naughtier and naughtier, you know, on the air. And then the sort of the Janet Jackson thing happened. And I remember when the show was, you sort of pulled the show off the air at that point because we were doing sort of a bit more of a naughty show. Isn't that, you know?
I guess. I was a little flipped out about it, I guess, at the time. And so, yeah, and then I guess Howard Stern moved over to satellite, and so things certainly did change as a result of the FCC going after CBS. But now, 4 years later, the court is saying, well, it looks like the FCC went a little overboard here. They normally only require, again, if it's so pervasive, they'll only fine someone if it's pervasive as to amount of shock treatment for the audience, in that, you know, they were intending to do something and offend people. Whereas if this was an accident, then it wasn't something that they intended to do. And it wasn't like they were bearing, it wasn't like she was bearing her breasts for all to see. She covered them up after, you know, it happened. And mistakes happen. People get on the air here on the show and they, you know, they say naughty words. And
I don't consider that a mistake. I'm really sorry. I think that was entirely planned. That's, you know, my opinion on the subject. I certainly don't know, but it doesn't, you know, one can't prove one way or the other, but it seems to me that it was just largely planned.
Well, anyway, the Third Circuit judges said they also ruled that the FCC deviated from its long-held approach of applying identical standards to words and images when reviewing complaints of indecency. The commission's determination that CBS broadcasts of a 9/16 of a second glimpse of a bare female breast was actionably indecent evidenced the agency's departure from its prior policy, said the court. Its orders constituted the announcement of a policy change that fleeting images would no longer be excluded from the scope of actionable indecency. I mean, it would be essentially, you know, if you're out on a news report, if you're a news reporter out on the scene live, broadcasting to your local station, and some jackball decides to streak behind your reporter, I mean, as long as the cameraman doesn't zoom in on his genitals, you know, they should be okay.
Well, I agree with you that the news or agency or the station, the licensee that has the that carries that news or anything like that, they shouldn't be held responsible. I don't feel like CBS should have been held responsible. However, CBS was the only organization the FCC could hold responsible because they couldn't go after Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson, who I believe, and it seems obvious to me, obviously conspired to bare Janet Jackson's breast on national television in 2006. I think it was great for both of their careers, and I think it was...
Was it? I don't know.
Well, Justin Timberlake was a host of the ESPYs, and I mean, okay. He's largely a talentless hack, as far as I can tell. And then again, who am I? I'm a talentless hack, too.
Exactly. That's why you're on the radio.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know that... those people can't be held responsible. If anyone should be held responsible, and I don't feel that...
No,
I don't know.
The FCC, of course, should be completely gone.
I don't know. I don't know on this particular subject. When I talk about nudity and those kind of things, I don't think that this would have happened in an arena where you're talking about you know, things would be unregulated by a government agency. I think that people should companies should self-regulate,
and they do for the most part.
And I really do feel like Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson, you know, took advantage of the American population. They tried to shock people. They tried to bolster their careers on the backs of CBS's license, and I think that's crappy.
Okay, well, that's an internal issue, and they can deal with that and tell Justin they're not going to hire him again or something.
Yeah, they could never hire him again.
Right. So, in a statement,
but,
CBS...
But, I mean, you know, there's lots of other people that would hire him, and I think that, you know, I think that there... I feel like there should be some kind of punishment, some kind of reciprocity to both of them from, you know, CBS. CBS is the one that took the hit here.
You're saying they should pay CBS?
Yeah, I do.
But there was no damage done.
CBS has... Oh, yes, there is. The FCC has damaged the heck out of CBS with their lawyer's fees.
Okay, I see where you're coming
from. And what about
the
American people that expected? Largely, we get you know, a very wholesome entertainment on the Super Bowl, the day of the Super Bowl. You don't see, you don't expect all your kids to be, you know, shown a boob. And some people are offended by boobs. Even Ian, you may like it, and you may dislike it. But some people
this is
are
a boob.
Right. I know how you feel about it.
Right.
However, step out of your paradigm for a second and look at the paradigm of somebody who's offended by a boob.
Sure, some Victorian Puritan.
Shouldn't those people, that Victorian Puritan whom, with whom you disagree, but you want them to have their freedom, shouldn't they have the freedom to be able to, you know, not expose their family to those kind of things?
They can always never watch TV.
Right. Well, that's a really crappy attitude.
Their attitude's crappy.
The Super Bowl has been for 40 games. 40 games, that seems like precedent to me. A pretty wholesome bit of entertainment. You don't see boobs all over the place.
Well, I don't know what's wholesome about men crushing one another on a, you know, sports field. That seems like it's pretty violent entertainment.
Games are part of human interaction.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't be anything today if you hadn't played games to get here. Your mama played games with you
on what
to get you to walk and talk.
I mean, what do you define as wholesome? Sometimes
I call
see the
games
coaches
wholesome.
And the players on the field mouthing the F-bomb and things like that. Is that okay? Is that considered wholesome?
You know, I think that when men get together and play sports, you're going to hear some F-bombs.
What about when a man slaps another man on the butt?
That happens
during football games.
Yeah, I like it.
Some people can be very offended by that.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't watch football.
That's what I'm
saying. But it happens every damn game. You're failing in your point because slapping people on the butt happens every game, whereas Janet Jackson or anybody bearing their boob does not happen every game.
There could very well be a woman in the stands who will flash her breasts on camera.
There could be
that, so that could happen anytime, any game.
But
you're watching a live event; it is subject to anything happen. Could be somebody runs in streaks across the field. Could be some chick lifts off her top when she sees herself on the little, or not little, but the 50-foot screen or whatever. She sees herself on camera. Woo! Lift them up, show them off.
They could, but generally they're going to catch that because there's somebody. You know, they don't even stay on that girl the 7 seconds or whatever.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from, Mark, but look, if you're going to watch live programming, there's a chance that something unexpected, something you might disagree with, could happen. And that's something you need to understand. And if that bothers you, then don't have television. You can have a TV set. Get yourself a little DVD player and go and rent, VeggieTales or something like that and show your kids that kind of crap. 800-259-9231. Anyway, a little bit of good news for freedom of speech. This the little bit that we have left in this country, at least for now. Of course, as you say, the FCC could appeal this. More coming up. You can bring up anything. Hour 3 is on the way. Oh, the email about Abe Lincoln. We never got to that this week.
And
we'll get
that
next.
That, yeah.
Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you